KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's cloudy and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance for light showers, mainly this afternoon, a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Well, that traditional Easter dinner with ham as the main dish could stretch your budget as prices remain high heading into the holiday. Ham prices have been higher than usual for the past 2 years because the cost of pig feed has gone up. On the wholesale level, ham is selling for about 75 cents a pound this spring, which is in line with last year, but that price is well above the average 55 cents per pound price in the previous 5 years. Recent retail prices in grocery stores were around $2.20 per pound. An Omaha shopper said she bought her Easter ham when they were on sale around Christmas and froze it in order to save money. I'll have more news in just a moment.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cass County Extension Youth Coordinator Susan Oliver yesterday delivered 500 Easter eggs to Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center in preparation for the April 7th Easter egg hunt. Each year, ANRC Administrator Kelly Jimerson seeks supporters for the hunt, during which there are more than 15,000 eggs to be found, as well as bikes to give away, hot dogs, chips, soda, and popcorn. Cass County Extension staff filled their eggs with 4-H stamps, silly bands, wristbands, and even some candy. 4-H, by the way, is open to all youth in grades K through 12, and for more information, you can visit www.extension.iastate.edu/CASS. The first reading of an ordinance pertaining to urban deer control will be held during a meeting of the Atlantic City Council this evening. The Community Protection Committee, or CPC, has discussed the matter with Iowa DNR officials and concluded an overpopulation of deer within the Atlantic City limits poses a threat to property and public safety. If eventually approved, the ordinance would allow bow hunting of antlerless deer with certain restrictions and conditions. The council this evening will also act on a resolution amending the city's personnel policy with regard to safety and loss control. A representative of the Iowa Municipalities Worker Compensation Association conducted a site visit last week and concluded the city should adopt 3 new policies. One would require employees to wear seatbelts in city vehicles. The second requires the use of a designated physician for on-the-job injuries. And the third pertains to a return-to-work policy. In other business, the Atlantic City Council this evening will consider and possibly act on a resolution accepting and approving the acquisition of vacant and dilapidated properties which were deemed unsafe for human occupation. The properties are located at 400 Hickory Street, 300 Cedar, and 302 and a half Cedar. The city may decide to demolish at least 2 of those structures and offer the lots to adjacent property owners or other interested persons at a reasonable cost. The third house might end up being purchased for rehabilitation by an interested person, or the city may decide to demolish it as well. The Atlantic City Council meeting begins at 5:30. An Iowa State Historical Society exhibit will be shown in Avoca tomorrow and Friday. The History on the Move Traveling Civil War exhibit will be open for viewing in the parking lot of the Farmall Land USA Museum just south of Interstate 80 near the Embers Restaurant. The Newtown Avoca Historical Society says the group, along with the Town and Country Junior Federated Organization in Avoca, are sponsoring the exhibit. Rich Price, member of the Newtown Avoca group, says all ages are welcome to tour the free exhibit, which is designed to bring national and local history with regard to the war to life. Price says a local landmark set the stage for volunteers to enlist in the Civil War.
We have a one-room school in Edgington Memorial Park on the east edge of Avoca. That was moved from south of Avoca from near the original Newtown settlement. And that one-room school is where local folks signed up for the Civil War. They were mustered in, and then they had to walk to Council Bluffs where there was a railhead. There wasn't a railhead here yet. Avoca wasn't in existence, and they just south of town at the Newtown School, that's where people signed up for the Civil War.
The Civil War exhibit, Price says, will come to Avoca in a trailer, which has been touring the state since the 150th anniversary of the Civil War took place last year.
And inside, the fiery trial will have a visual timeline of Iowa's participation in the Civil War. There'll be interpretive panels there available about Iowans and their Civil War experiences. Information about an agent for Iowa who oversaw the needs of Union Army soldiers and accounts that were written down and passed on so we could enjoy them today, look into the past, and also the impact of the Civil War on Iowa will be on display. And it's a special role that Iowa played in the Civil Rights Movement.
And a computer program will allow visitors to research the Civil War and look up ancestors who may have fought in the conflict. Price said the local historical society will have many items on display as well.
From original cannonballs that were used to knock walls down with artillery to uniforms and letters from soldiers from the front that have been handed down from generation and a record of who is buried in our cemetery. We have 70 Civil War veterans buried in our cemetery, and we're going to recognize that and also work with our community and our students with the high school history department and junior high history, and the kids are learning and working with us, and it's been a fun time to learn about Avoca and to share that with the outside world, and especially this local area's involvement with the Civil War.
The exhibit will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. both Thursday and Friday. In celebration of the event, Jerry and Joyce Mez, owners of the Farmall Land Museum, are offering half-price admission to their museum. Gardeners of all interest levels are invited to join the Cass County Master Gardeners for their 14th annual Spring Garden Seminar beginning Saturday, April 21st at the Atlantic High School. The day will start with registration at 8:30 and the last workshop will conclude at 3 o'clock. Gardeners can expect a full day of educational speakers, interactive workshops, an expert advice panel, and more. In addition, anyone pre-registered by the 13th of April will be eligible to win one of the many door prizes being donated by local supporting businesses. The day on the 21st starts off with a well-known garden columnist, Jan Regenbach, sharing big ideas for small gardens at 9 a.m. Dr. Cynthia Haynes from the Iowa State University Extension will then discuss new plants for 2012 at 10 a.m. before joining a panel of local and state horticultural experts to take questions during an open Q&A session at around lunch. A full luncheon will be served that day, and attendees will also have time to visit booths from local vendors and gardening organizations beginning at 11 a.m. Following the lunch break, Susan Applegate Hurst will present to your first herb garden with ideas on how, when, and where to plant harvest herbs that is. The last session of the day gives participants a choice between 9 hands-on workshops on a variety of topics, from creating garden sculptures to arranging flowers and composting to growing peppers. Registration for the entire day, including morning snacks, lunch materials, and a take-home from the final session is only $35. A full schedule for the day, along with the registration form, can be found on the Cass County Extension website at extension.iastate.edu/Cass, or you can pick it up from the Cass County Extension office, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and many downtown businesses. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, Senator John McCain says it's time for Rick Santorum to make a graceful exit from the Republican presidential campaign following Mitt Romney's clean sweep in yesterday's primaries. And McCain says there's a strong field of Republicans who could be the vice presidential candidate, including Senator Marco Rubio of Florida and Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. In the Dallas suburb of Lancaster, some homes are in ruins while others are still standing in the aftermath of tornadoes that appear to have bounced in and out of neighborhoods, destroying homes at random. Vehicles were tossed like toys, coming to rest in living rooms and bedrooms. Despite the intensity of yesterday's slow-moving storms, only a handful of people were hurt and no fatalities have been reported. 5 former New Orleans police officers are scheduled to be sentenced today for their roles in deadly shootings of unarmed residents on a bridge in the days following Hurricane Katrina. 4 of the 5 officers who were convicted at trial last year could face decades in prison. A 5th officer was convicted of taking part in a cover-up and faces less time. News time is 8:11.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, Beulah Witt, age 92, of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Witt will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Madeline Severs, age 84, of Oakland, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Memorial services for Madeline Severs will be today at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Jean Millett, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Jean Millett will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob Volk, age 84, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Bob Volk will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Wilma Elaine Rubel, age 94, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Wilma Rubel will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Leona Mae Wyatt Heilig, age 79, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Leona Wyatt Heilig will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Elaine Yeager, age 97, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Eleanor Yeager will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids is in charge of arrangements for Eleanor Yeager. Dennis Delbert Rote, age 61, of Dexter, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. A memorial celebration for Dennis Rote will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Richard Rick Myers, Jr., age 54, of Manning, died Saturday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Memorial services for Rick Myers, Jr. will be held at a later date. Hockenberry, England Funeral Service in Audubon has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.